I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The Democrats wrapped up their convention last night in Denver with Barack Obama accepting the presidential nomination. So the ball was in John McCain's court today, and the presumptive Republican nominee took full advantage of the shifting spotlight. He shocked his party and much of the nation with his choice for vice president. McCain picked Governor Sarah Palin of Alaska.
I found someone with an outstanding reputation for standing up to special interests and entrenched bureaucracies, someone with executive experience who has shown great tenacity and skill in tackling tough problems, especially our dangerous dependence on foreign oil.
Well, we were curious about Sarah Palin's experience in oil that John McCain refers to there. Greg Erickson is an economist and a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News. He's in Juneau, Alaska. Now, before we get into the details of Palin's oil strategies and experience, tell us, first of all, what kind of impression she's made on Alaskan politics in her almost 2 years as governor.
Well, it's been almost revolutionary. Alaska was very much under the control, I think, of the oil industry since 1980, I guess about almost 30 years. And Sarah Palin overturned that and definitely took the state in a new direction. So she's made a big impression here, no question about that.
So when you say she's taken the state in a new direction regarding oil, what does that mean?
Well, she's substantially raised the taxes on the oil companies. She has been concerned, as many Alaskans have, that the oil companies have been warehousing their gas in the north. Palin basically said, if you don't develop it, we're going to start going a different direction. And she pushed through a pipeline proposal that favors the Trans-Canada pipeline to come in and connect that gas with the lower 48.
Now, John McCain seems very buoyed by her experience in oil and how she might actually lower American dependence on foreign oil. What does that mean exactly, do you think?
Well, I think that's pretty much hype. First of all, any reduced dependence on foreign oil from this gas pipeline that Palin has pushed for so strongly isn't going to come for over a decade. And when it comes, if it comes, it won't have much more than a very small dent in our nation's energy needs. Interestingly enough, she is strongly in favor of oil drilling on the Arctic National Wildlife Range. McCain, as I understand it, is opposed to that. So that's one area of number, I think, where there's some differences between the two candidates or the presumptive candidate.
If there's more money in Alaska because of high oil prices right now, I guess the people of Alaska would be pretty encouraged by the pick of Governor Palin for vice president.
Well, I think most people in Alaska are stunned. I wouldn't speak for the people of Alaska. I'm sure there'll be differing views. There always are in Alaska, as in most places. I think people in Alaska certainly have a kind of difficult time seeing how this is going to play out or what it really means. It certainly is an unconventional choice.
Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us.
Thanks, Marco. My pleasure.
Greg Erickson is an economist and a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News.